ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके मूर्खं करति वाचालं पङ्गुलङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं श्रीपरमानन्दमाधवम्। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 24, text 26. तस्य महानुभावस्य अनुपथम् अमृजीतकषायः कः अस्मद्विधः परिहीन भगवत अनुग्रह। उपजिगमिष्यति इति तस्य महानुभावस्य अनुपथम् अमृजीतकषायः को अस्मद्विधः परिहीन भगवत अनुग्रह। उपजिगमिष्यति इति तस्य महानुभावस्य अनुपथम् अमृजित कषायः कः वा अस्मद्विधः परिहीन भगवत अनुग्रह। उपजिगमिष्यति इति तस्य महानुभावस्य अनुपथम् अमृजित कषायः कवा अस्मद्विधा परिहीनः भगवत अनुग्रह। उपजिगमिष्यति इति मतदेश तस्य महानुभावस्य अनुपथम् अमृजित कषायः अस्मद्विधा परिहीन भगवत अनुग्रह। उपजिगमिष्यति इति तस्य अब प्रह्लाद महाराज महा अनुभावस्य who was an exalted devotee. Anupatham, the path. Amrajita Kasaya, a person who is materially contaminated. Kaha, what? Ba, or Asmat Vidha, like us. Parihina Bhagavat Anugraha, being without the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Upajigamishati, desires to follow. Iti, thus. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Bali Maharaj said, persons like us who are still attached to material enjoyments, who are contaminated by the modes of material nature, and who lack the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot follow the Supreme Path of Prahlad Maharaj, the exalted devotee of the Lord. Purport. It is said that for spiritual realization, one must follow great personalities like Lord Brahma, Devarshi Narada, Lord Shiva and Prahlad Maharaj. The path of bhakti is not at all difficult if we follow in the footsteps of previous acharyas and authorities. But those who are too materially contaminated by the modes of material nature cannot follow them. Although Bali Maharaj was actually following the path of his grandfather, because of his great humility, he thought that he was not. It is characteristic of advanced Vaishnavas following the principles of bhakti that they think themselves ordinary human beings. This is not an artificial exhibition of humility. A Vaishnava sincerely thinks this way and therefore never admits his exalted position. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshuranmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadam Trikam Vandeyam Sri Guru Sveta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatha Nitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitam Sa He Krishna Garuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namah 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 Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratise Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So here in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, the inability of the materialistic persons to follow the path of pure devotional service has been described. In the previous verse, Bali Maharaj, while praising the exalted quality of Prahlad Maharaj, is explaining that actually Bali Maharaj was a great devotee of the Lord, and even if he was offered benedictions by Lord Nrisimhadev, still he did not accept any other material benedictions, which is generally desired by materialistic persons. Materialistic persons, they come to the temple of the Lord or they worship Lord Krishna for some material benefits. Though the Lord can give them the greatest opportunity to serve Him, and in that way attain greatest spiritual bliss, but still because of their attachment to material sense objects, the materialistic persons, they are always attached to material sense gratification, and they always pray to the Supreme Lord to provide that material sense gratification. Though the Lord is called Bancha Kalpataru, who can fulfill the desires of everyone, whether akama sarvakama va moksha kama udarade tibrena bhakti yogena yajate purusam param, whether someone has some desires or no desires, if he worships the Supreme Lord Krishna can fulfill all of his desires. So he can give everything. But those materialistic persons are not very intelligent. Like in previous verse, Bali Maharaj is referring to Indra, who is also a devotee of the Lord, but not a pure devotee, and who is attached to his material opulence. Though he is getting the opportunity to see Lord Vamandev, he is worshipping Lord Vamandev, but what did he ask to Vamandev? For material opulence, for kingdom. Because he was deprived of the kingdom of heaven, so he asked Vamandev to give back his kingdom. So this is very unfortunate, Bali Maharaj is telling. Indra is not very intelligent. Though Vamandev would have given him pure devotional service, but still he could not utilize that opportunity to beg for pure devotional service. Instead of that, he only wanted a material opulence which is temporary in nature. Today material opulence is there, tomorrow it will be gone. And even if one has material opulence, one has to give up his body. So he cannot enjoy eternally this material opulence or material sense gratification. So Valli Maharaj is praising the exalted quality of Prahlad Maharaj, though he had opportunity to ask Lord Nrisimhadev for material benedictions. And he was offered material benedictions. Lord Nrisimhadev offered him the kingdom of his father. He even offered him liberation. But Prahlad Maharaj never asked for those things. Because this is the result of karma and jnana. By performing pious activities, one can get material opulence. By cultivating knowledge, one can get liberation. But Prahlad Maharaj was a pure devotee of the Lord. That's why he did not want these material benedictions. And what did he want? He wanted to serve the Lord. And not only directly serving the Lord, he wanted to serve the servants and servants of the Lord. That is the real way to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even the Lord says that those who are directly my devotees, they are not actually my devotees. But those who are devotees of my devotees, they are actually my devotees. So to please the Supreme Lord, one has to serve the servants of the Supreme Lord and please them. Then the Lord will be automatically be pleased. So Prahlad Maharaj, he was such an exalted personality that he wanted this benediction, that my dear Lord Nrisimhadev, if you are very much pleased on me, please engage me in the service of your servant. That was his desire. So Valli Maharaj is praising the exalted quality of Prahlad Maharaj. That Prahlad Maharaj was one of the Mahajans, one of the 12 Mahajans, the great personalities who have shown devotional path to attain the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So when Yaksha asked Yudhishthir Maharaj, what is the path? Which is the best path? Which is the best marga? Kaha pantha? So Yudhishthir Maharaj answered that dharmasya tattang nihita guhayang mahajano yena gatasya pantha. That is the real path. And the supreme path, which is traversed by the great Mahajans, the great devotees. And who are those great Mahajans and great devotees? Swayambhu Narada Sambhu, Kumara Kapila Manu, Prahlada Janaka Vishnu, Bali Vyasaki Vaya. So Prahlad Maharaj is one of the Mahajans, and they have traversed this path of pure devotional service. And they have set the example for the people in general. So Valli Maharaj, who is another Mahajan, he is praising another Mahajan, Prahlad Maharaj's grandfather. So he had the blessings of his grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj. So here in this verse, Valli Maharaj is taking a humble position. Though he was a great devotee of the Lord, who had surrendered everything at the lotus feet of Vamandev, and still he was not feeling sorry. And when he lost all of his opulences, and Lord Vamandev asked Valli Maharaj, that Valli, now within two steps, I have taken all of your kingdom, all the lower planetary systems and higher planetary systems. So where should I keep my third step? You have promised to give me three steps of land. So please, now give me this land where I can put my third step. And Valli Maharaj had nothing. So he was arrested by Vamandev because he could not fulfill the desire or his promise. So at last Balli Maharaj said, "Now, my dear Lord, I have lost everything. I have given you everything. Only this body has been left. So now I am offering my head to put your third step." So in that way, Balli Maharaj did Atma Samarpan. He offered himself at the lotus feet of Krishna, Lord Vamandev. That's why Balli Maharaj became glorified in Atma Nivedan. Among nine processes of devotional service, Atma Nivedan is one, and Balli Maharaj perfected his life by this Atma Nivedan, offering himself to put the lotus feet of Lord Vamandev. So the same Balli Maharaj here in this verse is telling that tasya mahanubhavasya, and who is this mahanubhava, the great exalted devotee? Prahlad Maharaj. So tasya mahanubhavasya anupatham amrajit kasaya. So this path traversed by that great personality Prahlad Maharaj, asmad vidha amrit kasaya. Who will traverse that path which has been traversed by the great devotee Prahlad Maharaj? So those who are amrit kasaya, those who are materially contaminated because of their material desires to enjoy material sense gratification. So this is coming from this material contamination, from the three modes of material nature. We are bound by these three modes of material nature, and we have this longing to enjoy material sense gratification. So the persons who are attached to this material sense gratification, so it is very difficult for them to traverse in the path traversed by the great Mahajans. Means they cannot follow the path of pure devotional service. Even if sometimes they perform devotional service, that is also mixed devotional service, mixed with so much material desires. That is not pure devotional service, because they have this desire to perform material sense gratification. So that's why Balli Maharaj is telling that those who are materially contaminated and those who have desire for material sense gratification, asmad vidha, like us, he is putting himself also in that situation. Because the great devotees, though they are exalted in nature, but just to teach people in general, they come down to the platform of neophytes, and they put themselves in that situation to teach the general populace. So that's why Balli Maharaj, though he was exalted like Prahlad Maharaj, still he is telling asmad vidha, like ourselves. He is pointing to himself. He is not just telling to others. When we point out to others or find fault with others, then we think ourselves, "Oh, others are bad, I am great." That is the nature, that we find faults with others and we think ourselves as great. But Balli Maharaj is not only pointing out to others' faults. He is putting himself in that situation also. So others will not feel offended. And he is acting like one of them. So in that state, Balli Maharaj is actually teaching the whole world that how one is unable to attain the path of pure devotional service because of this material contamination or desire for material sense gratification. So, as long as we have this attachment for material sense gratification, it will be very difficult to follow the path of pure devotional service. And unless we follow the path of pure devotional service, we cannot please Krishna. We cannot get the mercy of Krishna. That's why it is desirable by all the great personalities to follow the path of pure devotional service. They themselves follow this path and they teach others to follow the path of pure devotional service. No mixing up. So sometimes we may think, oh, it is all right that we have little sense gratification, at the same time we are also following the path of devotional service. But it will take us long way to attain that pure path of devotional service. It has been stated that those who are Vishaya or those who have attachment for Vishaya, material sense gratification, those who want name and fame, position, and for that they perform devotional service, those devotees are in mode of passion. They are not pure devotees of the Lord. And in that state, if they leave this world, then next life they may take birth in the heavenly planet to get some material sense gratification. And then, khine punne martalokam vishanti. After enjoying heavenly happiness, again they have to come back to this earthly planet, again to perform material activities. So, one will be risking his life. Yeah, that's why Srila Prabhupada says that finish up your business as soon as possible and go back to Krishna in this lifetime only. Don't risk your life. Don't take another chance. That another chance may be many lifetimes, we don't know. So we have to become very, very serious in this lifetime. And in this lifetime to perform pure devotional service and go back to Krishna. That is our goal. So instead of wasting our time in so-called material happiness, which is again temporary and which again is the cause of eternal suffering, we have to try to follow the path of pure devotional service traversed by these great personalities. So here Bali Maharaj is telling that parihina bhagavat anugraha. So those who are attached to material sense gratification, they are devoid of the mercy of the Lord. So in this way, parihina means kshina, bhagavat anugraha, the mercy of the Lord. So they have little or no mercy. They have not attained the mercy of the Lord. So as a result, they are unable to follow the path of pure devotional service set by the great previous acharyas, because they are attached to material sense gratification and they have not received the mercy of the Lord. So, saying this, Bali Maharaj is actually teaching all of us that as long as we are attached to material sense gratification, we will not receive the mercy of the Lord. So, we have to give up this material sense gratification to receive the mercy of the Lord. And again Bali Maharaj is telling that asmad vidha means like myself. means Balli Maharaj is also putting himself in that situation that he is also materially attached. And he has also not received the mercy of the Lord. So this is the exhibition of his greatest humility. Because the great devotees, even if they are exalted in nature, but still they think they have no devotion at all. They think that everyone else is performing devotional service. Sarva bhutani ya pasyat bhagavat bhava atmani. Bhutani bhagavat atmani esa bhagavatottamaha. So those great personalities, bhagavat uttama, the first class devotees, the pure devotees of the Lord. In every living entity's heart, they see their worshipable Lord sitting within their hearts. They don't see the external form of the living entities. Whether someone is a man, woman, animals, birds, they don't see these external features. They only see their worshipable Lord within the heart of all the living entities. And they also see that all the Supreme Personality of Godhead is sitting within the heart of all living entities, and all living entities are also within the heart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhutani Bhagavata Atmani. And thinking in this way, the first class devotees, they see that everyone else is performing devotional service to the Supreme Lord, except me. I am unable to perform devotional service to the Supreme Lord. That is the greatest humility they exhibit. Though they have attained the highest stage of devotional service, but they don't only say this thing, they realize this thing, that they have no devotion at the lotus feet of the Lord. Sometimes we express humility, but that is artificial humility. Sometimes we say, oh Prabhu, I am so fallen. This is very common among devotees. Oh Prabhu, I am very fallen. But saying this, they think, oh, I am such a humble devotee. I am such a great devotee. I have so much humility. So that means this humility is artificial. But those who are great devotees, they not only say this thing, that I am fallen. They always, within their heart, they think that they are really fallen. They don't only say to others, they think also within their heart, they realize that I am the most fallen person. This is the nature of the exalted personalities. So Balli Maharaj, though he was following truly the path of pure devotional service, traversed by the great Mahajans and traversed by Prahlad Maharaj himself, but out of humility, Srila Prabhupada says, out of humility, Balli Maharaj is putting himself in the position of general people, those who are attached to material sense gratification. So in this way, Balli Maharaj is also exhibiting his exalted nature, that he is one of the Mahajans, one of the greatest devotees who actually received the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Though Balli Maharaj is telling here that we have not received the mercy of the Lord, but actually Balli Maharaj received the mercy of the Lord. Lord Vamandev, though externally took away everything from Balli Maharaj, all of his opulences, And though externally Lord Bhamandev bound Bali Maharaj in front of everyone, bound Bali Maharaj with the ropes of Varuna, because Bali Maharaj could not offer the place to keep the third step of Lord Bhamandev. So he was bound by the ropes of Varuna. He was humiliated by Lord Bhamandev in front of his family members and in front of his demoniac race. Prahlad Maharaj was also present there. So in this way, externally it was seen that actually Bali Maharaj was punished by Lord Bhamandev. But Lord Bhamandev was testing Bali Maharaj's devotion and at the same time showing to the whole world that how his devotees can be tolerant. Lord Bhamandev was showing to the whole world that how Bali Maharaj, his great devotee, was tolerant. Though he was humiliated in so many ways by Bhamandev, still he did not, his love for Lord Bhamandev was not diminished, not for a fraction. His love was not diminished. He was so humble. Bali Maharaj was so humble, he accepted the punishment of Lord Bhamandev. And he offered himself at the lotus feet of Lord Bhamandev. Though he had been warned by Shukracharya that, O foolish king, if you are promising to give everything to this boy, Brahmin boy, he is Lord Vishnu, he will take away everything. Then where will you live? What you will eat? How you will maintain yourself and your family? It was instructed by Shukracharya like this. But Bali Maharaj did not care for all these things. He thought, if the Supreme Personality of Godhead has come to beg from me, what can be the greater opportunity for me to give to the Supreme Lord, who is Lakshmipati, who is the husband of Goddess of Fortune, who is giving everything to everyone. He does not need anything from anyone, but if he has come to beg from me, this is my greatest fortune, that I will be a means to give something to the Supreme Lord and serve him in that way. So Bali Maharaj did not care for himself, he did not care for his family, he did not care for his maintenance. So he promised to give everything and now he has given everything. And though he has been humiliated by Lord Bhamandev, still he was very, very tolerant and his love was not diminished, a little fraction even. He maintained the same love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord Bhamandev, who is sitting in everyone's heart, could understand Bali Maharaj's mentality, Bali Maharaj's devotion towards him. And he rewarded Bali Maharaj the greatest fortune. Though he sent him to Sutala Loka, but he gave him opulence which was much more than the opulence of King of Heaven. So Bali Maharaj in Sutala Loka is still living and enjoying the opulence which is more than the opulence of the heavenly kingdom, and he is waiting to become Indra in the next Manvantara. So, and not only this, though Bali Maharaj did not want anything, Lord Bhamandev gave this opulence to Balli Maharaj. And at the same time he offered himself, Lord Bhamandev offered himself to become the doorkeeper of Balli Maharaj in the Sutala Loka, to protect Balli Maharaj from external calamities, from external attacks. So when Ravana came to Balli Maharaj, to defeat Balli Maharaj, Ravana came. And Lord Bhamandev, who was acting as the doorkeeper of Balli Maharaj, kicked Ravana with his foot. And Ravana was kicked away and he was fallen 80,000 miles away. Ravana fell down. So, in this way actually, Lord Bhamandev protected Balli Maharaj. So, he actually received the greatest mercy of Lord Bhamandev. But Balli Maharaj was thinking that I have no devotion. I am attached to material opulence and material sense gratification. And I have not received the mercy of the Lord. So, in that way, he is expressing his utmost humility, which is actually the greatest ornament of a great devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed us, Trinandapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. This verse in Shikshastaka should be actually worn as a garland or necklace in a garland with the neck of every devotee. That means we should always remember this verse, because if we want to make advancement in spiritual life, we want to purify ourselves, then we have to become humble. Without humility, we cannot make advancement in spiritual life. And pride will come when we perform devotional service, when we get some success in devotional service. Pride will come. But we have to be very careful not to be carried away by this pride. When Brahma was given the task of creation, Brahma was very fearful of this pride. So Brahma was praying to the Supreme Lord that, my dear Lord, you have shaken your hands with me and now you have given me the opportunity or task to create. So when I will create the material world, I will create the living entities, then the pride will come to me. I will think, oh, I am the greatest devotee of the Lord, because the Lord shaken hand with me and I have created all this material world. And by that pride, I will be carried away and lose your devotion. So please give me that strength that I will not be carried away by that pride. So the devotee always prays to the Supreme Lord not to be carried away by this pride, which will come in due course of time, in due course of service. And devotees should always, we should always try to keep this verse in our mind, to become humble, humbler than grass in the street, more tolerant than the tree, and without expecting respect from others, would be always ready to give respect to others. Then only we can chant the holy name with proper mood, without any offense. And then it will be easier for us to make advancement in spiritual life, and we will lose attachment to material sense gratification, to this material world. Hare Krishna. Are there any comments or questions? Yes. By our own endeavor we cannot. We need mercy of the Lord. So two things are required to make advancement in devotional service. Srila Rupa Goswami says, Ustaha Nishchaya Dharya. These three things are required. One should be very enthusiastic in devotional service, and one should be very much determined in devotional service, and one should be very tolerant also. So when we endeavor with great determination, and the Lord will see that my devotee is endeavoring with great determination, like Mother Yashoda wanted to tie Krishna, bind Krishna. She was unable to do so, but she became very determined when she collected all the ropes from her home and from the neighboring homes. Still she could not bind Krishna. So she thought that my son's belly has not increased in the meantime, and my son is still wearing that mekhala, which is generally put on the waist. So he is still wearing mekhala and his belly has not increased, then how is it that I have collected all the ropes from my house and from nearby homes and still I am unable to bind him? So today I will see that how much my son's belly has increased. Today I will bind him. So she became very determined. And she started endeavoring with determination. And when Krishna saw this, now mother will not give it up. So she is now very tired. She is perspiring. So now I have to give her mercy. So she can tie me and be peaceful. So that when a devotee tries with determination, endeavors with great determination, works very hard, Krishna's heart melts. And when Krishna's heart melts, when Krishna sees, oh, my devotee is trying so hard, working so hard, going through so much difficulty, then Krishna's heart melts and he becomes very merciful on the devotee. Then we become successful in our devotional service. Hare Krishna. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.